Let's get started on our final session for today. Our third session, which will be focusing on the Sambhogakāya aspect of refuge, of taking refuge in the Buddha. And so again, settling our posture, then settling our mind, remembering that the Buddhas are always here with us. It's us who forget. In fact, there's more Buddhas than there are sentient beings, but we're so distracted, preoccupied, that we forget. We're disconnected from our Buddha nature. And so we begin with calling the Guru from afar, Guru, Shakyamuni Buddha, our ultimate, our first Guru, who was our Guru before we were even born. The calling the Guru from afar as a way of reconnecting with that enlightened potential. Seeing the Guru as like a mirror of our potential. So it's on page 133 of the Gold Prayer Book. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Magnificently glorious Guru, dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Magnificently glorious Guru, revealing the path of liberation. Magnificently glorious Guru, liberating from the waters of samsara. Magnificently glorious Guru, eliminating the diseases of the five poisons. Magnificently glorious Guru, who is the wish-granting jewel, I beseech you, please bless me. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to remember impermanence and death from my heart. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to generate the thought of no need in my mind. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to abide one-pointedly in practice in isolated places. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to not have any hindrances to my practice. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to realize without error the view of the fundamental nature of reality. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me so that all bad conditions appear as a support. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to accomplish effortlessly the two works of self and others. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me soon, very soon. Please bless me on this very cushion. Please bless me in this very session. May I not arise heresy even for a second in the actions of the glorious Guru. May I regard whatever actions are done as pure. With this devotion, may I receive the blessings of the Guru in my heart. Magnificent and precious Root Guru, please abide on the lotus seat in my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. And an emanation of Guru Shakyamuni, made of light, comes across space to the crown of your head. Absorbs down through your crown, coming to rest at your heart, at the lotus there at your heart. And that light of Shakyamuni Buddha becomes one with the light of your most subtle mind. In the aspect of vast, aware radiance. And then, not content to just rest in this state, through the power of your bodhicitta, you arise into a form to both most benefit sentient beings, and to do this practice to bring about their ultimate welfare. So refuge in bodhicitta.
Sangye charan Trolla penje sangye drupa shor,
Sangye charam sogye I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. The Four Immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. The Seven Limb Prayer, feeling that we are personally offering this to Shakyamuni Buddha, right at his very feet. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. And to accumulate the necessary merit to carry us to this vast goal of ours, then offering a mandala. Sajir pokir chushir Nidegyampadi Sangye Shindu Mite Owa Idam Guru Rana Mandala Kamniyatayami. And then, right there at the feet of Shakyamuni Buddha, we become aware of the surrounding vast refuge field. All of our support system for enlightenment. On a vast pristine lotus, five thrones, the larger one in the middle, on which Shakyamuni Buddha is seated. And in front of him, your root guru, gathered around your root guru and also facing you are all of your closest gurus. And then surrounding Shakyamuni Buddha, on the throne to the left of the Buddha is the Manjushri Buddha and the lineage. On the throne to the right, Maitreya Buddha and the lineage. And behind, Vajradhara Buddha and the lineage. And they're all facing towards Shakyamuni, very engaged and animated. Surrounding them, the Nirmanakaya aspect Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of this aeon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas, all our personal protectors and guides. The Dharma is manifesting the understanding and realizations as texts in front of them all on their tables. The Sangha manifesting as the eight great bodhisattvas, as the solitary realizers, the hearers, as the Dakas and Dakinis, as the Dharma protectors, and below, not on thrones as their worldly beings still, the guardians of the four directions, all the elemental forces, the deities of the elements of this planet, the custodians of the land, feel how wonderful it is to reconnect with our refuge. Those who have our best interests at heart and the ability to be able to help us, who we can rely on no matter what happens to us in life, and who we can rely on right now to achieve our aims to help all of those suffering sentient beings. So the meditation on the taking refuge in the Sambhogakaya, the pure form of a body of a Buddha, the light body of a Buddha, the one that never dies, that doesn't show aging or sickness, the body that is the manifestation of all the virtues and qualities of a Buddha, and that manifests for the benefit of sentient beings, that normally only Mahayana, being that teaches only Mahayana, and normally only the Arya beings can directly see. The Buddha manifesting all the major and minor marks of enlightenment, all the signs of enlightenment. So just like if someone is fit and healthy, an athlete, there are physical indications of this. Their confident and strong stance, all the muscles, their balance, their particular gait, all of the physical accomplishments. And just as there are signs and marks of worldly status and accomplishment, good clean clothes, an expensive watch, fantastic shoes, and all of these physical indications draw our mind to those accomplishments, to that status. So too, a Buddha manifests, his very being manifests the qualities of enlightenment as these major and minor marks. All of the compassion, the love, the perfections manifest into physical characteristics that are visible. And just by gazing upon these characteristics, our minds are purified. Just looking at a Buddha statue or image, our minds are purified. Because of the mind of the Buddha having accumulated all of that power through the enlightened accomplishments. So as we gaze at the Buddha in the Pure Land, We become aware of all of the various physical characteristics, the Buddha's qualities manifesting into physicality. And as we gaze at these light emanations of these characteristics absorb into us, just even looking at the image blesses our mental continuum. And those potentials are awakened within us, like a great mirror, awakening our Buddha potential, gazing into our Buddha potential. So the very golden body of a Buddha, being beyond caste, beyond race, no colored skin, golden skin, neither black nor white, golden, radiant. So much energy emanating from his body of spiritual realizations that the robes are suspended about a centimeter from his body and wafting in the wind of those realizations. There are no visible veins on the Buddha because the Buddha has overcome all the destructive emotions and activities, lives a pure livelihood. There are three lines on the Buddha's neck, showing the three types of generosity. The Buddha has a lion-like chest, showing courage and fearlessness. The Buddha's arms are long, the hands reaching to the knees, showing the strength and generosity from having given to even beggars, such that when the Buddha sits in the Vajra position, it's easy for his fingers to touch the moon cushion. The Buddha's fingers are webbed with webs of light, showing unity and connectedness and the four ways of gathering disciples under his care. There are Dharma chakras on the hands and feet of the guru. There's no disturbed lifeline. The entire life is turning the wheel of Dharma. There are auspicious symbols on the thumbprints and fingerprints. The soles of the Buddha's feet are flat because he's traveled through all the difficult stages of samsara. And become liberated from them. The Buddha has perfect pearly teeth, like pearls of relics, carrying the meritorious benefits. And as you gaze at these, countless light form relics of these pearly teeth come across space and transform your body into heaps of relics. The eye teeth of the Buddha are sharp, showing that the Buddha can help even those most afflicted by disturbing emotions. The eyes of the Buddha are deep blue, like deep unobstructed space. They are half closed and half open to show both the inner reflection of reality and seeing the myriad sentient beings. There is a treasure hair curled between the eyes, with the clairvoyance of past, present, and future, able to perfectly see the minds of sentient beings in this world and all other worlds. And there is an Ushnisha, like a gas flame of pure energy, coming from the top knot of the Buddha. From a distance, you can see it, but up close, you cannot find the top of it. All of these insignia of enlightenment come towards you as they hit your eyeballs. Their meaning absorbs into you. They adorn you. Infinite light and nectar of love, compassion, and wisdom flow towards you in the form of multiple Buddhas in multiple forms. Dissolving into you like snowfall, boosting your love, your wisdom, and compassion, and resulting in all the major and minor marks of a Buddha adorning you. The refuge recitation. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo, Kendun la kyabsu chiwo. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo, Kendun la kyabsu chiwo. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo, Kendun la kyabsu chiwo. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo. So countless emanations of the Buddha and all the variations of the Buddha come across space, come towards you, absorb into you, and adorn you. All their major and minor marks adorn you. The form bodies benefiting sentient beings, the wisdom body benefiting oneself, this purification and blessing, both cleansing oneself and also extending to others. Every atom of your body becoming Buddha. Every pore of your body adorned with Buddhas. And feel that your whole body is blessed with the insignia of enlightenment, the major marks and signs of a fully awakened Buddha. That you are adorned with these qualities, that these qualities are a manifestation or an expression of your wish and ability to benefit others. And that this is the general picture. And when you look in very closely, every atom of your being is filled with worlds filled with Buddhas. Feel this blessing of the Buddhas deeply absorb into you and rejoice at this potential. And then gradually the refuge field dissolves into Dharmakaya wisdom light. This Sambhogakaya aspect returning to its natural form of wisdom light. Gradually, all the beings dissolving into light, into one's root guru. One's root guru growing smaller and yet somehow brighter and even more clear, absorbing into the Buddha's heart. The Buddha melting into light, and this light coming to the crown of your head, dissolving down through your crown, coming to rest at your heart, the very heart of the matter. You meditate on the natural emptiness of the eye, one with Guru Buddha. In one taste of emptiness, wisdom. And then through your Mahayana attitude, recalling and recognizing all sentient beings. You arise into a Sambhogakaya form to be able to perfectly benefit sentient beings, to quickly liberate them. And from your Buddha heart, light rays go out. And as they touch each sentient being, they are released from the bondage of their suffering and all of its causes and attain the enlightened state.
Tayata om mune mune mahamunaye swaha. Tayata om mune mune mahamunaye swaha. Tayata om mune mune mahamunaye swaha. Mahamunaye swaha. Tayata om mune mune mahamunaye swaha.
And then pausing for a moment to savor this vast, perfect vision. Greatly rejoicing. And then we have one special dedication due to all the merits of the three times collected by us, by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all sentient beings. May whatever we experience, good or bad, suffering or happiness, sickness or health, praise or blame, gain or loss, good reputation or bad reputation, long life or death, even being born in the hell realms, whatever we experience may only be of benefit to sentient beings. That which causes all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment by ourselves alone. So let's continue our dedications, gathering up all of our merit and dedicating it for the benefit of sentient beings, and not just to relieve temporary suffering, but for their ultimate benefit, that we're actually going to do something about
it. Lama Sangye Droy Gyone Droy. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state.
The Bodhicitta verses. May the precious Bodhi mind not yet born arise and grow. May that born have no decline but increase forevermore. May the precious view of emptiness not yet born arise and grow. May that born have no decline but increase forevermore. May the precious realization of the two stages not yet born arise and grow. May that born have no decline but increase forevermore. And offering all of our practice for the health and long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Chenrezig Rezig in person, in the form of light that absorbs into his heart, and he becomes very youthful and full of life and energy, appearing as full of life and energy. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparable kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. And for the recognition of the return of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, the reincarnation, we turn to the swift return prayers. On page 17, the prayer composed by Jado Rinpoche. Patient in bearing the hardships of spreading the teachings of the Muni in general and the teachings of the victorious Jamgon in hundreds of directions, Lord of Dharma, holding the three vows and wearing saffron robes, please quickly return as the glory of the peerless teachings. You held the teachings of explanation and practice with great asceticism, unable to bear that transmigratory beings are confused by the darkness of suffering. Through your great loving kindness, you skillfully led them to happiness. Unparalleled son of the teachings, please return quickly. Beautified by the ornament of supreme patience in increasing the practice of the supreme authentic teachings of the victorious one, through listening, reflection, and meditation, guide of all transmigratory beings along the perfect path, true and perfect pure guru, please return quickly. So recognizing that is Lama Rinpoche's incarnation is here, but we still need to draw our connection closer, stronger. So praying that the recognition swiftly happens for the benefit of sentient beings. And then dedicating for the health and long life of all of our precious gurus. May my venerable Lama's life be firm, his white divine actions spread in the 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losung always remain, dispelling the darkness of all beings in the three realms.